What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. How's everything with you, dude? How's quarantine life,
dude? You've got quite a massive beard, man. What's going on? You're turning into caveman.
Look at that, yeah. I haven't shaved at all. I had some hair here and there, so I had to pluck it out because that didn't look good. But yeah, I'm just growing this until let's see how long, but end of December probably.
It really it really accentuates the hair on your head as well. It makes everything look like blacker.
Yeah, darker. Yeah.
It's like a nice contrast.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I look older now with the mustache.
I guess.
The beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to increase my testosterone level too. I'm working on that.
And how are you doing that?
So I was reading Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Body, and he writes about testosterone a lot. So I'm testing this thing where I just researched cod liver oil, so fermented cod liver oil and butter, plus taking cold showers and eating a lot of Brazilian nuts and almonds. And that supposedly increases your testosterone level. So
I guess I'm a quarter of the way there because I eat a lot of almonds. So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So that's what he recommends. Yeah, I'm just trying it out.
I feel like my testosterone. So like apparently Indians have really low testosterone levels.
Because of the nutrition?
I guess, but genetically as well.
Really? I don't think so.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's why we're so skinny.
Is that true? No, I don't.
It
is
true, dude.
Is it really true?
Yes, it is. It is true, yeah.
Okay, naturally, maybe.
On average.
Okay.
On average, they just have lower nutritional values, I think, than others.
Oh, okay. You know? But.
And I think there's actually certain types of people who have way higher ones on average.
Okay. I mean, maybe, but then. The thing is, we can always work on testosterone, right? I mean, people even say those power poses increases testosterone. So if you just stand like this, like a Superman pose, or you fight, you do some MMA fighting, then testosterone will automatically be lifted. Yeah,
probably it's like you're probably like crying testosterone.
I mean, do you think
probably what happens when the fighters cry? It's just testosterone coming out.
Because I don't know if this is what you mean, but like for example, Koreans are very slim, right, in general. And man, the way for some reason Korean people talk about other Korean people, it's so like pushing them down. What I mean by that is I was speaking to a family friend, an older man, and he was talking about what a feat it was for Korea to be so good at football, right? In 2002, especially the World Cup, where they placed fourth. And he was talking about how special it is, especially because Koreans are much, much smaller than the Europeans. And he kept emphasizing that. And I was like, why are you saying that? The average height of the players, you know, is about the same, actually. They might be slimmer, but you don't have to emphasize that. And it's something you can work on by hitting the gym. And so...
Is it though?
It is. I mean, to a certain extent... And then you can also use the other things.
Do you think it's a coincidence that Iceland has a population of 200,000, but because every single one of them is so jacked and huge, their team was able to do so well. No other country that has a population less than a million has ever done that well. Or mm-hmm. I guess I don't know. How much does Greece have?
No, Greece has millions.
Greece has way more, right? Yeah. No country under a million has done as well as I. What is it? Is
true,
it really 200,000?
I think 300,000, yeah. But the thing is
300,000.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you will not going to see like 2 meter tall Viking looking guys on the football pitch, you know? These guys, although they're strong, they're still going to look physically fairly similar to other football players. And the same with
But like, so let's say there's a certain perfect physique for a football player, right? The mm-hmm. chance that physique is reached is higher in a place like the US or in a place in European countries because that physique is generally amongst the population. You know what I'm saying?
Because
like Koreans don't generally have that physique, when they produce someone with the physique and with the skills, I think it is a little bit more special.
Maybe. I mean, to be, I'll be frank. I think Koreans, like, dude, when I walk around in Seoul, people are pretty much similar height. So I'm just, you know, I have a bigger belly. I'm wider than the other people, but generally the height is similar. Same with Indian people. So I don't see
Koreans,
like,
Koreans are pretty jacked. Well, no, Indians. What are you talking about?
Man? I don't think Indians are short of stature.
Indians are small and skinny. Always, always, man.
Depends on the region, right? I mean, we're talking generally about a continent too. Like northern India.
Yeah, there's like one region where there's like one jack guy, and it's like the most famous region in India.
I mean, like,
there's one village Punjab, where all they do is work out.
Okay. Like the Punjab is known to, I guess, bring forth a lot of the soldiers, right? Historically.
Yes.
So there, I think, just physically more, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just
you know all the genetics of those Punjabi people. It's freaking European genetics. Not European, like that whole area, you know, like the more
Eurasian.
They all came down there.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know that,
dude.
Like,
but don't you think anyone, like, especially football? If you look at Messi, he's the best player out there with Ronaldo. But he's not a physically gifted player. I mean, like big player or strong player. It's just built in the gym. And
but his build is definitely. But dude, his build is definitely somehow. How do you say, like,
helps his
fit? It lends itself. It has to be.
But don't you think?
He's not like some.
Don't you think in the future Indians and Chinese could? It just depends on the training, I believe, and also of course nutrition. Definitely,
yeah,
nutrition.
The infrastructure. The infrastructure. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If they're recruiting kids, what, like at 8 years old, in certain European and U.S. countries.
Yeah, and they have the
right,
best coaches,
sports,
and
they just don't do that in India. They don't have that for India. I think they have it probably for cricket or whatever.
Right.
But they don't have it for anything else.
Okay.
Once they start doing that, and probably that's why Brazil, which is so poor, is probably has such a good football, because they probably have such a huge infrastructure.
Right, right.
Who knows? They're historically, they just invested in it or whatever.
That's why to be honest, this has always been my theory. I think if the US would make soccer, as they call it, more popular, I believe they could quickly become one of the best nations
in
football.
It is already, but it's becoming huge now.
Yeah, that's
slowly,
the thing.
Slowly.
Well, yeah, but now still, if you look at the average population, they think basketball or football or baseball maybe even is more popular,
sure,
right? But
as,
because
as
of their system...
Passes, I bet you the US is going to start doing way better, and they already
are. Yeah, the World Cup is coming up soon, so yeah, they will... Yeah, because they have, obviously... Like a system,
dude,
that
and once
really
they start
promotes athleticism. Yeah, we speak over each other the whole
sorry,
time.
Sorry, sorry, sorry,
no,
sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No. So they get once they start.
Are you excited? It's gonna be in your country, actually, Canada, the World Cup.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
Is it?
Yeah. And Alphonse Davies, for example, is a Bayern player by Munich. He's amazing. He's Canadian. So.
Oh, nice.
Great. Yeah. Yeah,
I love I love football. I love wasting 90 minutes of my life at a time. Well, it's actually more, right? It's like 100 minutes, because it's there's always the break.
Yeah, same. But it's so hard to watch full 90 minutes. It's just but hanging out with friends, and that's fun.
Yeah, no, because the friends that they're always just then watching, and then I'm like, okay, I guess I should watch too. And then I hate football, dude.
Really?
I hate it so much. It's so boring. It's so freaking boring.
But
I tried my
play.
Best. I can't do it.
What about World Cup? You don't watch World
playing
Cup?
Playing is fun. Playing is fun, but...
really? Yeah, you don't watch the World Cup even?
Hell no, dude. I tried it once and I was like, this is the worst.
Wow. That's because you're from Canada and India, man, because they're not represented.
I guess if one of... And Pakistan is
and
not
Pakistan,
represented.
Yeah.
Austria is not represented and Indonesia is not represented. Those are all five countries I could theoretically get behind.
Yeah.
But like none of them are represented. So I'm like, okay, I just lost the lottery basically.
Yeah. I mean, Austria has not accepted. Been in the World Cup since 1998. So
yeah.
Long time.
That's
anyways.
Probably the last time I watched anyways.
Okay. Well... Yeah, cool, man. So, do you watch a lot of cricket?
No, I don't watch any sports except for wrestling.
So, acting. You like acting, you mean? Fake acting?
What's... No. It's the competitive sport, pro wrestling.
Oh, you mean like Greco-wrestling? Greco-Roman. Greco-Roman Olympian.
It's pro wrestling. It's what they do after Greco-Roman wrestling.
Do you like Kurt Angle? Did you like Kurt Angle? You know, the Kurt Angle? He was an Olympic gold medalist, right?
Yeah, dude. He was an Olympic legit. After he joined wrestling, people were a little less like skeptical about or were a little less dismissive about pro wrestling after he joined.
Oh, okay. I mean, even
he made it legit, man.
I mean, Brock Lesnar joined, right? He was a UFC fighter, and what's the female fighter again who was really good?
Ronda Rousey.
She's also in the W. Right.
WWE. WWE.
Damn, that's the only sport you watch?
I don't watch it anymore. Actually, I haven't watched it in like 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I don't watch any sports.
Ooh.
Yeah, what about you? What do you watch?
I watch a lot of American football, so I never watch live until the final or quarterfinal or something like that. But I love watching highlights. I like to follow the stats and football the same. So I watch quite a bit of Champions League highlights and stuff. But it is a waste of time. I do agree. It's like it takes a lot of time. And it's kind of...
You know, I do... There is a sport I do watch, though.
What?
Anime sports. So like basketball, I watch Kuroko no Basket. It's nice. Like a basketball anime.
Sweet.
And I used to watch Captain Tsubasa.
Nice.
Football anime.
Nice. Were you for Japan then?
Well, it's always high school kids, so I would be.
But wasn't there kind of like a World Cup also? Like
I think in Captain Tsubasa eventually they. Right? Well, dude. Well, back in the day, in Captain Tsubasa, which is a football anime,
mm-hmm.
they played the Junior World Cup. So they built a Japanese team. All the best players in Japan, high school players, played in the World Cup. And they played against Germany in the finals. And you know what the name of the captain, the best player on the German football team was?
Hans?
Kaiser.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was so good, man. And Kaiser had like an emperor shot or something like that.
What?
His shot was called like the Flying Phoenix or something like that. And like literally the ball would catch fire when he did it.
Oh my God, I love how even in real football, no one names the moves after some cool... They should do that, actually. They should do that. Like if Cristiano Ronaldo does a move, it should be the, you know, the Flying Dragon or something. That would be much, much cooler.
Does Cristiano Ronaldo have an animal that's associated with him? Or some kind of symbol? Not really, right?
No.
He's just Cristiano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Messi?
They don't call him like...
Oh, I mean, both of them are the GOAT, right? So a GOAT, I guess.
Yeah, but everyone gets that now.
That's true. Kind of. Yeah. Will you be the GOAT of comedy?
Huh?
Will you be the GOAT of comedy?
Yes.
So, for people who don't know GOAT, it's an acronym for greatest of all time.
Yeah, and it's used now in every sport. And now, instead of coming up with like things like the Austrian Oak, the Italian Stallion, the Italian Stallion, or what else, the Muscles from Brussels, they're now just saying like, oh, GOAT. And then they just associate the animal GOAT with the person. It's good, but it's like, you know, let's give everyone their own animal.
Well, we can say Argentinian goat, Portuguese goat. Yeah, that
mountain goat. You know who really is the goat? Mountain goats, man. This is the mountain and this is the goat just chilling.
Yeah.
Chewing its grass, and then they'll be chilling, and then an eagle will come and just touch the goat, and the goat will be like, "Oh." And fly. It's like, bro, if you knew you couldn't like stay stable if someone just poked you, why are you doing this? But they insist on it.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen a mountain goat.
I should have actually explained that better because
no one knows what's happening. Yeah.
Well, the audio people are gonna be like, "What did he just do?"
So watch it on YouTube, guys. That's a great segue.
Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, so what's up, man? So you said today in Austria it's a bank holiday. What does that mean?
It means that banks, we're supposed to pray, stay at home, and thank the banks for taking care of our money.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, Austria is a country for, right, Bankgeheimnis, so secrecy involving banks. It's a great place to store your money, I guess. So that's what we're celebrating? Is that what it is?
We're celebrating bank secrecy.
Nice.
Do they like us? Do they not like us? We don't know because it's a secret. But we're celebrating.
Nice. Okay, what do you do?
You guys don't have a holiday?
I mean, no, in Germany there's no bank secrecy, though, so there's no celebrating.
No bank secrecy.
Yeah. So how do you celebrate, dude?
So I take out my money bag and I...
You leave it at the bank, right? Everyone leaves a candle and a bag of money, right?
Yes.
In front of the... Okay.
Exactly. You bring a bag of money and then you ask them... You pay them to take care of your money, basically.
Right.
You say, hey, here's some money. Please take care of my money.
Right. That's good, man. I mean, that's... isn't it also tradition to... Every bank holiday, you have to watch, you know, get together with a family and then watch a movie where Wall Street is involved. That's tradition too, right?
Yeah, but it has to be one where Wall Street wins. So it can't be some bullshit.
Right. No, like, no poverty because, right, we don't want to see
down. We don't like poverty.
Yeah. Right.
So like The Big Short is a great one because Wall Street wins in that one. So that's a good one.
Do they?
Yeah, Wall Street wins and you celebrate. You know how, like, when they play the sad music in The Big Short and everyone's like, oh, now I'm going to just summarize the movie with sad music. And then they do a thing and they show how no one went to jail. Mm-hmm. At that point, we pop the champagne.
Right.
And we just, like, we play a soundtrack, you know.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. It's good.
You should love your bank, man. If you don't love your bank, then you know what? You're going to hell, boy. You're going to hell.
Do you like banks so much?
You're going to heck.
What?
You're going to heck.
Okay. Well, nice. So when you eat chocolate on this day, you also have to eat the chocolate that's in a gold coin, right? Where you eat the gold coin. Yeah, the gold coin with the chocolate inside.
You give the chocolate to the bank. And you just eat the wrapper, dude.
Dude, what would you teach your kids about personal finance? Wait a second. In all seriousness, though, why is it called bank holiday? I never understood.
You just cut off for a second. What were you saying?
Oh, why is it called bank holiday? What does that mean? Hello?
Oh, I already answered the question. I don't know. You want a serious answer?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. It's definitely a British word, right? I think it is.
Bank holiday.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Isn't it?
Googling it or no?
No. Maybe you should next time. Well, okay, guys. Next time, please send a mailbag. Give us an explanation of bank holiday.
That brings me to the next awkward segment, our sponsor for the week.
Oh, our sponsor for the week?
Yeah. So our sponsor for the week is made just for today, the bank holiday. It's Money Bags.
Money Bags, that's true.
Why don't you tell us more about it?
For bank holiday, as you know, the old tradition says you have to bring money bags to the bank. But of course, where do you find the bag, right? And you don't want anyone just to steal it. You want the bank to take your money. So... moneybags.com is sponsoring our event today. What they do is they have a high quality bag where you can store your money, and big letters on the bag, it says do not take it, and so you can make sure that the bank will take it and no one else, right? Is that what it is, Ali?
Yeah, do not take it unless you are bank.
Exactly. Yeah, you only get it if you promise that you will put at least 100 euros in front of the bank. Otherwise, moneybags.com does not even send it to you, right?
Has no time. They have no time for you.
Time is money.
Just to make sure the bank knows there's a huge dollar sign. And then on the back, it says, please do not take.
Oh, yeah. Also in Europe, it's the dollar sign.
It's a dollar sign because everyone knows, you know, because they're gonna. But like, it's foolproof. You know what it's for because of the dollar sign, mm-hmm. And no one is going to take it except for the bank, because it says do not take it unless you're the bank.
Yeah.
You just leave it at the door.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, who would ever steal money, right? Doesn't make any sense.
They wouldn't unless they were asked not to. Sorry. They would. Well, if anyways.
Yeah, guys.
This is a foolproof system, so you have to guarantee you put 100 euros in.
Uh-huh.
The bag itself costs 200 euros.
Right.
So you're giving money bags 200 euros to give the bank 100 euros to take care of whatever you've got in your bank, including if you have 0 euros, because you have to pay the bank even if you have 0 euros. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, if you want to be part of the exclusive club of moneybags.com, very exclusive, cost 200 euros, and you have to put in 100 euros, so 300 euros already from the get-go. guys, but if you're a real traditionalist, you want to have the money back, go to moneybags.com/kimchi curry, and then you can get it.
And for every single purchase of money bag using our promo code, we have to pay an extra 10 euros. So this is a win-win for everyone. Well, it's really just a win-win for the banks and the money.
You mean
bags.
We match the donation?
We match. We don't match it. They just take our money. They just take 10 euros for every nice. Time someone uses our promo
dude.
Code.
It's great. We got to mention. I mean, I don't know, because I heard people might actually check this out. And obviously, this domain doesn't exist, at least not as far as we know. So
no, there's probably a money bags. It's probably
Site. So we're not. Yeah,
it's just probably like some porn star who's got three titties. She calls them her money bags.
So obviously this doesn't exist.
Her name is Money Bags because she's got three titties and they make her a lot of money.
Okay.
Or it's a guy whose balls are really, really nice and he calls them his money bags.
Dude, you know what I thought it was so funny always? Whenever there's a public holiday or national holiday, they would change the porn on porn sites to that theme. Like, there would be Santa porn, there would be... for Easter, I don't think I ever saw bunny porn, you know? I don't know. Maybe the women
I'm
are
sure
dressed as Playboy
nonsense.
Bunnies, maybe. But, you know, it's kind of... I don't know, it's... I don't know.
It's so weird.
Where do you think that's going, actually? Because I was thinking, what if children grow up just watching porn, which they do
children
already.
Children are growing up watching porno. It's going to be an interesting time in the next 10 years, seeing how these people interact with each other.
Yeah.
All growing up with porn and all that nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, dude, speaking of porn, I was just thinking, last week or this week is my anniversary, 2-year anniversary of no porn. No porn.
How are you going to celebrate, dude?
Watching porn. Yeah.
Porn?
Nah, dude. No. Did you ever watch porn with someone else? Like with a buddy?
Loads of times.
Oh, yeah, loads of times.
I mean, not with the same buddy, but like there's been 3 or 4 times that I can think off the top of my head. Like once. So in Indonesia, my buddy Edward. He was mega rich, right? And his dad had built a home cinema. This was in 1999.
Wow.
He had built a home cinema that was in 1999 that was all powered by one touchpad next to the couch. So on that touchpad, you could do the lights, you could do the play,
Jesus.
You could do the pause, you could do everything. And the screen would come down on it was insane.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. In 1999.
Yeah, that's insane. Even now, that's insane. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now it's like nice, but you can imagine someone having that. I couldn't imagine someone having that back then.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and he had a DVD player in 1999. And I remember I didn't understand the concept of you being able to pick from a menu off of a CD. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, but it worked. Anyway, so we went to, we bought a bunch of porn. And then we went, like 8 of us. And we all sat in the cinema hall and we watched porn on the big screen together.
Oh, God. Were you all like touching yourselves too? Or?
Oh, yeah, dude. We were all touching ourselves. No, man.
Some guys do that, man.
So the thing is, this is how far like Asian, because they were all my buddies were like different places from Asia.
Mm-hmm.
like either Chinese or Taiwanese or mm-hmm. or Singaporean or whatever.
No, Korean. All right, because they would.
No, the Koreans stuck together, right? With the
Koreans.
Basically.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. That's another story, though. But
yeah.
But yeah, we. So that's. But I've heard so many stories of. And mostly predominantly white kids, but like, you know, or mm-hmm. at least kids who are hanging out in groups that are predominantly white or European.
Uh-huh.
I've heard so many, I'm not saying every one of them does it, but I've heard so many stories of them like having competitions when they were on a camping trip, who could, you know, jizz first or like watching and then like doing, I don't know, it was really weird or like taking turns. And so we didn't do it. Like, there was none of that for us. So
that's true. No, Asian I think Asian kids don't do that. Like, that's kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Not as much, at least. It's just culture, maybe.
Well, I think the idea of doing it in the same room or, like, having competitions, that we just don't do as much, like, for whatever.
Right. Obviously, everyone watches porn. It's funny that people do this competition, like, kids. Who can come first? Like, I've never done that. You haven't done it. But it does exist, right? Why come first as if that's a good thing?
I don't know.
Because in real life...
I don't want to even... Like, I don't even want to think about the fact that maybe my kid will be doing that. You know, I just don't want to think about any of that.
How are you going to raise your kids? So, like...
How am I going to raise them? Oh, wow. How am I going to raise kids? Let me just...
No, you know what I mean. Like, are you going to tell them that...
I'm going to beat them. I'm going to beat them until they...
Stop watching porn.
Until they just stop. Doing bad stuff.
Because, I mean, obviously they're going to be curious, but it's...
Yeah, and that's when you bring out the elbow. That's what wrestling taught
me. Come on, man.
If someone shows a little curiosity, you just get on the top rope and you fly down with your elbow first. Elbow to the chest will sort it out, the curiosity.
Jesus.
What are you going to do? How are you going to raise your kids, man?
I'm not sure, man. I definitely will, I think, speak to them and tell them, look, I'm pretty sure you're interested. I mean, I don't want to make it awkward for them, but I do want to tell them that it's not... I mean, Vanya once told me when he was like a teenager, he was at a friend's house. He's white. He was at a friend's house watching porn with a friend. So, so basically that, yeah. So that happened. And then I think his friend's father came into the room and he was... his father came in and he was like, guys, you know, he just sat down there and gave him a talk. Like, guys, you know, you see this, but it's not really natural because it's about love and, you know, also touching and all that stuff. Don't just see this and think this is real sex. And he just gave them this talk and he said that was such a good experience that it wasn't punishing and it wasn't judgmental. It was just, guys, just, you know, see this, but it's not the real thing and... Sex is something much more private and intimate. And I think something like that is very important coming from an adult. Telling your kids, you know, try to stay away from this. Experience the real thing in the future. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, dude. I feel you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I wish someone would have told me how bad porn is. I was always told how bad porn is, but only from the religious perspective. That it's a sin. You shouldn't do that. And in school, and we talked about this a lot, right? It's consistently said that watching porn and jerking off is healthy. But watching porn...
In school?
I mean, among friends and even teachers would say, not endorse it, but kind of say, yeah, it's normal. And obviously the urges are normal.
There was no evidence. There was none of that evidence existed, which exists today.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's true.
Like it's now, it's like a pandemic now that people are just watching, like going nuts.
Yeah, man, we should play Pandemic Legacy Zero with porn.
To stop watching.
What?
Razvan told me.
We have to eradicate the porn addictions in the world.
You don't watch porn. Yeah, but he was like, we get it, you don't watch porn, stop fucking talking about it, like, it's okay, we get it, like, you're not, you know, he was like, you're not, you haven't reinvented the fucking wheel, you know?
So dude, but so many do still watch, anyways, alright, Razvan, sorry, but hey, you heard another cool story of Ali watching a lot of porn with his 7 other friends in a cool ass home cinema.
Yeah,
so.
There was another time I watched it with I remember I read a story on Reddit once where the guy was like, yeah, dude, like me and my best friend, we're still best friends. We now have kids. But like growing up, we would watch porn and we would just give each other, like, it happened a couple of times. We would give each other hand jobs or like blow jobs and stuff.
Okay.
And I remember wow. reading that and being like, interesting. And they never spoke of it again.
Okay.
I mean, sorry, it's not like they keep it a secret. It's just a normal thing that happened when they were kids, and then they don't really talk about it, or it's not really a big deal, and they're still friends. And then I remember this one time with one of my closest friends. We were just lying there watching some blue movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, why did we never? I mean, like, not that I wanted to, but I just asked myself, like, why? I don't understand why I never, not that I missed having the experience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just out of curiosity. I was wondering why we never had the impulse to do that. Whereas these guys clearly had the impulse to do it. You know?
I mean, so as far as I know, you're completely straight. So maybe that's why, you know,
yeah, I guess, but I don't think it even has to do with that. Because those two guys, there was no indication that they weren't. The way I remember. Anyways, let's move on.
I don't know, man. I mean, who knows if life would have been different? Do you think? I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Do you know, though, or no?
No, but that's why. Why didn't we ever? Yeah, exactly. When we watched the porn together, you never touched me, man. Ah, Jesus. Dude, but did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
No,
I
didn't.
Do you know who Aaron Hernandez is?
Is he the Reddit guy?
No. So he's a former American football player who was a star player, signed a huge contract, won the Super Bowl, like massively successful.
Is this going to be like a really, really uplifting story?
No. All right.
No. Yeah, I think I know where this is going.
What?
Go on.
No, I don't want to. No. But it's very interesting what you just said. It's kind of, that just reminded me of that documentary, how he was, okay, I'll keep it short. He was closeted homosexual, or bisexual at least. But he grew up in a very, very tough neighborhood, like had tattoos all over and acted really tough. And he was, right? But he also was bisexual or even gay. But he couldn't say it. And they talk about how on the football field or even among the teams in the locker rooms, it was very, very homophobic. So he could never really show it. And he had also aggression problems, and which is why he ended up in jail. But that's not what I wanted to get into. But it's just interesting to see how, because it was so homophobic, his environment always around him, he could never be truly who he is. And he also, in high school, I think also started watching porn with his best friend, and then that kind of turned into like an affair as well. Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Anyways, so, dude. Okay. Well, now we're almost out of time, but I wanted to talk about the book I was reading. But in any case, so.
Oh, well, tell us.
Yeah, it's a bit long, but oh well. Have you seen Arrival, the movie?
Yes, I freaking love that movie.
It's amazing, right? Amazing. I watched it several times. I love it. That book is based on a short story written by a Chinese-American author. And he writes a bunch of science fiction short stories. Really good. I'm reading his book right now. And I was reading this one about time travel. And it was so good, man. Yeah, it blew me away. Yeah. But I don't want to get into detail because it's, first of all, spoiling, and it might take a while. Hello? Hello?
Hello,
yeah. Oh man, I don't know. The internet's really bad. Sorry, guys. Should we wrap it up?
Oh, what about your story?
I don't want to get into, I mean, it's a great book. Read it because I don't want to spoil it. Well, okay, okay. Well, no. Yeah, I don't know if I can say it because it's a bit, it's a great story, but it's a bit spoiling. So, okay, the question is, okay, in time travel, okay, there's this example of this guy goes into the future to visit himself. And so he speaks to his future self, and thus he also gets rich, actually. But the thing that's odd is, like, his wife sees this interaction, like his future wife. And his future wife then speaks to her, you know, the future self, like her husband, saying like, who is this guy? He looks exactly like you, just younger. And he's like, okay, this is this is me, but from 20 years ago. And it's just time travel thing. He just like tells her, and then she finds him, kind of eyes her husband, but in younger, she finds him much more attractive. So she then travels to the past just to sleep with the younger version of her husband. And I just thought that was so odd, because I mean, it's not adultery in a sense, but it also is. You know, I don't know. I was thinking about it. And just imagine if it were reversed, if a husband would go back to the future, to the past, to sleep with the younger version of his wife. I think that would be way creepier. But if it's, you know what I mean? You don't care. You don't give a fuck. Okay. Okay. I lost you. Guys, just read Exhalation. The book is amazing. It's really good.
I just love how, like, you're like, oh, the guy who wrote Arrival, which is such a deep book about language and, like, aliens. And you're like, yeah. And then he wrote this other short story. And then the man sleeps with the woman. And then to get back at him, the woman sleeps with the man. And I was like, what the
not
fuck?
To get back at like him. Not opera, to get back to him.
With, like, sci-fi elements. Well,
but read the story, man. It's. I mean, it's more philosophical than that. It's about... I was just thinking that's adultery. But is it adultery? And it's more about time travel again, because
yeah, I'm sure the gist of it is not that the woman goes back in time. Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's about time travel, and yeah, anyways, I won't say
it is what it is, dude. I'm gonna travel back in time, dude. All right,
yeah. Are you gonna speak to your future self or be like, past self? Yeah, are you going to join the 8 kids in the Homestead?
I'm going to stand in the back.
Oh, God.
And then I'm going to suggest, like, maybe you just pull your dick out, see what happens.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Just push it out, dude.
Ugh.
How creepy would that be? 8, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, whatever we were, watching porn, and then all of a sudden one of, like, someone in the back is like... Hey, this is
great. My God, I'd freak out.
And everyone turns around, and even I turn around, and it's
you and future.
Of them are like, why, Ali, why are you there but 20 years older? And then Ali's like, I don't fucking know. I have nothing to do with this. It's just me being fucking creepy, but I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It's me, but it's not me.
Dude, would you, I mean, what?
That would
so
be
isn't
a whimsical
it odd?
Situation,
like, when you
don't
were...
you think?
Yeah, that would be a weird situation. But that means the 12-year-old you will eventually do that, right? Because it's a continuous cycle.
I mean, that's the conundrum of time travel, right?
Yeah.
It's he has to do it in the future, but the thing is the conundrum is that I didn't experience that. So I can't have you know when
right,
I
right,
was
right,
in the
right,
room
right,
with
right.
my seven friends
right. Right.
None. There was no creepy 34-year-old in the back giving us instructions, right?
Right.
So, because there wasn't, there can't. Yeah. It can't happen that
right.
I go in the
well
back,
in a parallel universe, maybe.
But a little. I mean, there's also the interesting thing in Marvel. Every time you time travel and you change something, it creates a new timeline.
Right.
It creates
right.
a timeline that.
Right.
You where you exist and change mm-hmm. things, and it creates a timeline that normally exists.
Right.
So that's how they solved it in comics.
Dude, but isn't it like so? How I mean, we don't have to go into detail, but when as a teenager you're watching that as a friend group, everyone's just sitting there. Because I remember, I mean, as a teenager, like, you would get erect very easily. So as soon as you start watching that a porno, even though your friends are around, I'm sure you're aroused, right? So everyone's just sitting there with a boner. Is that what happens?
I can't remember the details.
And we don't have to.
I also know that there's not much. You're not looking around or anything. Like, I'm not looking at, is he touching himself?
Boner. You're just crossing legs so that no one. Yeah.
I can't. I would have to guess, because you're right about the whole teenage thing. I would have to guess that we all had, like, massive hard-ons.
Yeah.
But I literally can't remember specific. I just remember that we did it.
By the way, what?
Like,
where
we
does
had sex.
where does the word semi come from? Because you always said, or semi.
Semi. The first time I heard it was from my buddy Daniel. He was like, oh,
shout out to Daniel.
Semi when she was dancing with me. And I was like, whoa, what's that? He's like, you know, it's not boner, it's not flaccid, semi. Yeah, and then I was like, cool. And then the second time I heard it from someone aside from myself was we were shooting a music video for a guy here who plays the piano. Mm-hmm. And it was like this real professional thing, and we were shooting it and stuff. And he had hired 6 girls to do dancing for him, like as backup dancers while he was playing the piano.
Okay.
And then they did their routine. And we were watching just for them to practice. They did their routine, and he was like, bravo, Mädels. He said, you know, amazing, girls. And then he was like, I got a proper semi. He said, ich hab ne halbe. I have a proper semi.
The piano player?
The piano player, yeah.
He said to the woman dancing.
He just said it. I mean, I'm sure they heard it. But, yeah.
But that's so weird, dude. I mean, that's harassment. I mean...
Dude, the guy is like 60 or something.
Oh, my. Oh, dude.
It's fucking weird, actually. The guy was a weirdo, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's... How did they react?
Well, that's harassment.
I mean, it is.
Dude, they're in showbiz. They get that probably like 5 times a day.
Jesus, still, it doesn't excuse it, right? Ugh.
Okay, yeah, Jesus. But like, obviously...
And Haibes, okay,
let's not be... Yeah. Okay, Priest Pascal. We don't have to, like...
No porn!
Cast judgment on everything, you know? We all know you're a good guy.
No,
you don't
man.
Have to, like,
nah, come
it,
on.
Oh, that's not excuse. Excuse us behavior. How dare
he? Oh, dude, have you seen Kenneth Copeland?
Yeah, dude, he's the worst.
Oh, dude.
COVID-19.
Yeah. Did you see...
He looks like the devil, dude.
Oh, man.
He looks the fucking devil. Dude.
Yeah. Did you see the metal version? Some guy plays metal music to it. Oh, it's so good. That's brilliant.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I'm sorry, guys. If I seem judgmental, please, sorry. I don't want to judge on you because people have judged...
You're so pious, Pascal.
No, dude, I'm not.
I cast judgment upon thee. I'm sorry for casting judgment. I promise to be more humble in my future endeavors. It does not excuse that behavior.
Dude, I apologize.
Dude.
I apologize.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
I keep roasting
keep,
you, dude.
Keep, no,
I love
no,
you,
but
dude.
Keep,
I'm sorry.
Guys, whatever makes you happy, just keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please be happy. So, however, also read Your Brain on Porn. It's a great book, but do what makes you happy.
What's the short story again? Just plug the short story.
That porn can have unhealthy...
No. The short story about from the arrival guy. Just the title. Oh.
The book is called Exhalation, and the short story was The Merchant and the Alchemist's Gate.
Exhalation, like exhaling.
Yeah, and you see like lungs on the book cover. It's amazing.
Okay,
guys.
Awesome. Yeah,
read it.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's very short too. Very the short stories are like 30 pages ish, so it's very digestible.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got nice
about
watch by the way.
Minutes to. Oh, thanks, dude. I've got about 45 minutes to get shopping because the bank holiday.
And then you have to bring it to the bank.
Yeah,
bank,
exactly.
I'm making money bags, right?
Nice. So I've got no money. So this year I've got no money for the bank. So I'm gonna make them like a vegan burger, and see if they accept that instead of payment.
Nice.
But they might just like throw me out of my apartment. Who knows? Let's see.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Just as a disclaimer, again, if there are any crazy people out there, moneybags.com is not something we endorse. We just made it up for the fun of it right now.
You make it so fun that we make fake sponsors by
dude,
like,
but there might be some crazy people out there who actually like might sue us in the future.
Like, you're probably like the most fun at parties. Someone makes a joke and you're like, oh, that's funny because, and then you explain the joke.
Guys, thank you so much. If you have any questions or just want to say hi, please send us a mailbag question in form of a video. We'd highly appreciate it. And follow us on Instagram, Ali the Hasnain and Pascal Hausberger. And see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
Peace.